Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James Breezy and a very special guest joining us again. Is it second time? Third time?
Second time.
You joined us early on in the quarantine. Steve Levy from ESPN back on Team PXY right now. How are you doing? First off, how have you been handling the past few months?
How about a gift certificate or something? Don't you guys give away anything? How about a free Subway sandwich next time I'm in Canandaigua or something, no?
Free slice of pizza for being caller 9, yeah.
Breezy, get your dad down here. My driveway's a mess, okay?
He's doing Corey's right as we speak, actually. Yeah, so.
I believe it.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
working hard.
I'll tell you my latest headache. I'll be honest with you guys.
Yeah.
I got three kids away in sleepaway camp, a rare sleepaway camp that actually opened. In the great state of Maine, and I have three young kids, as Breezy knows, and two of them love it, of course, and one doesn't. Right? It's never easy, right?
No,
there's always one.
It can't be.
All three would be great, you know, or all three don't like it, and I bring them all home. But what am I going to do? I'm going to bring one home now? So it's a mess. Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Good times.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember the last time we had you on. You were dealing with the homeschooling,
and then he shipped them off to camp. Would you look at that?
Aren't kids so fun?
Yeah, well, you know, I got to have some excitement. I don't have sports in my life, right? Yeah, so I got to have something to fill all my hours and fill all my time, although I feel like sports are heading back in a good direction for all of us.
So the big news,
we can't wait to talk about that.
Yeah, the big news, of course, this week, Major League Baseball making a return. And there's been a little bit of sports. We've had golf, obviously. But certainly not what we're expecting and what we're not used to. And, you know, two of the biggest, the NFL and college football, still kind of up in the air about what's going to happen. The NFL, of course, announcing no preseason, I think, was the latest thing that came through.
Yep.
So it's certainly different. How excited are you for baseball to be back?
I have already figured out my menu to sit in front of my television set on Thursday night. I am going to grill hot dogs and have a beer and be a standard American male, you know what I mean? Like right out of the postcard, right?
All I need stereotype.
A Chevy and a piece of apple pie, you know, and a Chevy truck in my driveway. So no, I'm really excited about it. I've watched some of the, you know, exhibition games, if you will, camp games, whatever they're calling them, and you know, there's nobody in the stands, or they have the cute cutout cardboard, and they are piping in some sounds sometimes, and it's weird. It's going to take some getting used to. But it's still going to be Major League Baseball. It still will be, you know, many of the household names, although some have opted out. And in the end, while it's not ideal and people are, you know, making the point asterisk at the end of the season because it's only a 60-game regular season, it's going to be very exciting. I mean, a couple of hot streaks for any team and you could make the playoffs
because
the season is so short. So that part of it is actually very exciting and frankly, at this point, I'll take anything, right?
Anything
is better than what we've had.
I was going to say, anything is better than nothing, for sure. You know, I remember talking with you last time you were on, too. We talked about how sports can help a nation heal. And I believe we referenced 9/11 and how things were shut down for a little bit, certainly not to the extent that they have been for coronavirus. But they were shut down for a little bit. And a lot of America coming back together was with the help of sports. How much this means for the psyche of our nation.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And I think, you know, baseball, you know, used to be called, or maybe it's still called, America's pastime. And sort of football has really has taken the lead in that department, in that clubhouse. So I really, in terms of the psyche, the mental health, you know, I don't think I ever understood how important a role sports played. And look, all my buddies were huge sports fans, but there's a tremendous part of the population that doesn't care anything about sports.
Right. Mm-hmm. Looking at Breezy right now.
I'm like, wait, what? Who would be that way?
Breeze, I'm waiting for you to ask a serious sports question,
yes,
too, and break down the Bills offensive line for me, maybe on my next appearance.
I just didn't know. I don't know if you know this, but I am a part of the Bills Mafia.
Yeah.
Like, it's true.
She has gone through a table. This is true.
I have.
Unfortunately, I've seen that video. Your parents are very proud. I might have even retweeted that myself.
Don't worry, Steve. Breezy's going to break down the excitement that Bills fans should have over the retooled receivers for Josh Allen this year.
3-4 defense, 4-3 defense. I'm curious.
Yeah,
Breeze, what you think they should be doing out there?
I mean, hold on. Could we go bear? Maybe go bear. What do you think?
The only thing I know about sports is Drew Breeze because we share a name. And I think it would be cool to marry him, so my name would be Breeze.
But even for the people that aren't super into sports, I think everyone can agree with what you're saying that we need distractions, right? And for so many people, that's what it is.
Yes, and the great thing about baseball, and this is really a compliment about baseball, and yet it might sound like an insult to baseball, it's background music, right? It really is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the background voice of our summer because it's always on, it's always there.
Yes.
The old classic movie Fever Pitch, when Jimmy Fallon says, he's talking about the Red Sox, but he could be talking about any team, and he says, the Red Sox are always there. They're a family. If they miss something for you, they make it up to you. Like in a rainout, they give you
right.
the game back. And
sure.
he's like, who else in sports does that for you? So it's always on. It's like a gathering place for families too, right? Whether you go to the ballpark or you're just around the TV or even you're in the kitchen, it's on in the living room. It's just on. It
sure.
is the background. It is the soundtrack. And so I really feel like we've missed a big part of that this summer. And the other component of this is the gambling aspect, which
sure.
has exploded over the last 10 or 15 years. And so that takes people who aren't even really into sports fans and brings them in. And the same thing with fantasy.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to be a huge fan of a team, and now you're into it because you're rooting for your own team.
Right.
So – yeah, we've all missed on sports, and even non-sports fans, I think, have missed all that it offers.
Yeah, I've got some friends that are into gambling. One of them was betting on soccer in a country that I'm not quite sure where it is. So to have Major League Baseball back on our TVs is certainly going to be an upgrade, that's for sure. Steve Levy from ESPN on with us right now. What do you think of the piped-in crowd noise? I know it's gonna be weird, right? It's just,
is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
I honestly, I'm not even being funny. I don't know.
Do you have any insight as to why that move was made?
I think they're still tinkering.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're experimenting. And so that's sort of twofold, right? So there's the piped-in crowd noise that would not be heard in the stadium. And then there's the in-stadium sound where they're, you know, doing sound effects like they would. You know, that kind of thing. Like, you know, that's for the fans to yell cheer at the end. So I don't
mm-hmm.
know what they're going to do there. I know that the Red Sox at Fenway Park, for example, you know, in a close play at the plate, they're going to have the crowd sound, ooh, you know, that kind of thing. Like
right.
They're going to
sure.
do that. I think you have to listen to it both ways. And quite frankly, with nothing, like no din in the background, it's really weird. So, you know, I'm all about reality and the real thing. And I really hate everything phony in life. But I think you need some sort of humming in the background in some way. I watched a soccer game, was really difficult without anything, you know, and you're not going to have any crowd noise. And, you know, selfishly, thinking about my spot, just play-by-play in some of these sports,
sure,
it's going to be really hard to, you know, scream touchdown and not have a crowd behind you. I'm going to be like,
right.
they're going to hear me across the stadium.
It's gonna
the players
echo,
are going to look
right.
up to the booth. Right?
They're going to be like, can you turn that guy's mic down because it's
right.
like too much.
Exactly. So,
Steve, speaking of the players, have you heard at all how they've been responding to this idea? I'm a pretty big golf fan, so I've watched a bunch of that. And when it comes to no fans and it comes to piping things in, for the golfers, for them, like listening to Tiger, played for the first time over the weekend in, 5 months. And he was talking about how he's never experienced just being able to walk around freely without having mobs of people around.
Right.
And it sounded to me like he was pretty cool with it. He's happy about it. You think that's the norm for the players when it comes to no fans being around, with the stuff piped in? Do you think it really affects them? Or is it just kind of they're so focused on what they're doing that it doesn't really matter?
I think they think it impacts them more than it actually will once we start for real. The golfers I heard, it was the tournament here in Connecticut, which, you know, the Travelers, which did really well. And I'm trying to remember who won that tournament. Corey, you know who won that tournament off the top of your head? Anyway, his point was, the winner in the interview said it was actually harder to focus. It's so quiet, so
really
silent, with nobody around, that it was actually harder to focus. Like, I guess, you know, these athletes are so used to that crowd noise, having it. So I think it's going to be weird. I think the NFL is really doing itself a disservice not having any preseason games. In a number of levels, by the way. But just to be able to run out there, it's also bad for the officials. The officials don't have any preseason games. So everybody, you know, guys who are just fresh out of college, rookies who are ramping up, their first time on an NFL field is going to be week one.
Yeah.
So think about that. And unfortunately, a lot of guys who would normally make teams, you have a great training camp, great preseason, they're not going to have those opportunities to make a team. So these, you know, late draft picks who could have been cut probably have a much better chance. So listen, we are day to day. We are all day to day, like every injury, like in life. And I think the players are going to learn to adapt, to adjust, and there's really no option. And it's so different everywhere. That's going to be the really weird thing here, Corey and Breezy, because – you know, in college football, they're still, Texas is still saying they're going to play in front of 50% of their crowd, which is, you know, 55,000 people potentially spaced out. So you're going to have some games with 50,000 people, and then the next week you might be playing in front of no one. And so it really will be day to day, week to week, and really different in every city. Baseball's not going to have any fans, you know, from what I understand going forward. So that at least will be consistent in the NBA and the NHL as well. But in football, college and NFL, that could be very different every week.
Yeah, it's, you know, there's some parallels when it comes to, we're working on obviously reopening schools too, right? Mm-hmm. And I've said this about schools. The getting it going is going to be the easier part than dealing with it in the middle. What do you think? What's the percentage that these seasons run in full? And it's,
That's a great question. You know, everybody's doing these poll questions these days on Twitter. Somebody asked me the other day, and I begged out of the question, like a softy that I am. They said,
a little dance.
They said, which of the big four sports ends first? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's a real, right? So we think
what's
they're all
the
going
to
start,
go?
Right? We're all going to start, and we don't know when they're going to start, but they're going to start. That's our sense. That's a really, really good question. I don't have a real good answer for it. So to think that they're all going to start and play through to their championship, whenever that is, I think that's probably a pipe dream. And
yeah,
and I think the NFL and college has built into their schedules where they could take 2 week break, 3 week break in the middle if they have to.
Sure.
That's a real reason to start on time for college, for example, that if you needed to, if something happened at a school or in a conference, you could say, hey, you know what? We're shutting it down. We're quarantining 2 weeks. Schedule allows for that. And that's a reason to start on time for the NFL and college. We'll see if they do.
Yeah, I'm a diehard Notre Dame fan, Steve. Diehard.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest, I'm really worried about college football. Not as much the NFL. Those guys
Corey's
are perfect.
Biggest concern in life right now
it's
is college
a big
football.
It's a pretty big concern.
Grow up, Corey.
You know, the NFL guys, they're professionals. They're paid to do that. The script changes a little bit for college athletes who are supposed to be, you know, students as well. And the risk isn't quite the same. If you're going out there making millions of dollars and you're risking it, that makes a lot of sense. For these college athletes where they're getting paid nothing, it makes it more difficult. So
right.
Breezy completely agrees with that.
Right, absolutely. Shakes head, nods, yeah. Absolutely.
Breezy, what do you think of the Big Ten and the Pac-12 going to conference-only schedule? What do you think of that? Do you think they're going to play 10 games, or are they going to go to 8?
I prefer not to answer that question. It's just too tricky, honestly.
Sure,
we just don't know what the future of sports is going to be.
Fair.
But I do have a question for you, Uncle Steve, here for what this future of sports is going to look like. Obviously, no one knows. Maybe you have some insight, obviously. But Do you think that going to a game wearing a space suit, what have you, whatever the precautions are going to be, it's obviously going to be very, very different. Do you think that's going to take away from the game as a whole, or do you think people will do it anyways?
I think in the short term, they'll do it anyway, and it will take away. It just will take away from the experience, right? I mean,
sure.
You go to a sporting event, your mouth is constantly busy, right? You're cheering, you're booing, you're swearing at the umpire or the referee.
You're drinking,
you're talking.
Yeah.
You're texting, you're TikToking or whatever you people do now.
Don't get her started.
Twitching, I don't know if that's a thing now or not.
Yeah, whenever Breezy talks about TikTok, I twitch.
Got it. Hey, as long as you're not twerping, I think we're good there.
Yeah, right.
It's going to change with the hope, Breeze, that we one day, you know, and maybe it's just next year. Maybe we're a year away from that. It does sound like the scientific and medical advances are really headed in the right direction with the vaccine. And then, you know, once we get it, then it'll be make it available to, you know, all the people. As quickly as possible, and that will alleviate a lot of the fears. But, yes, I would like to get back. You know, I'm a positive, half-full kind of glass guy, and I would like to see us getting back to the old normal soon, maybe with the exception of the handshake. And I'm a huge handshake guy, but that's one. If I got to give up the handshake and we go to the wave or the nod, you know, like,
there's going to be some stuff, yeah.
I'd be okay with that. And I think that's a real possibility. People might say, hey, that's just not worth it. You know, worth the risk on that. Maybe we'll get away from that one.
The handshake, yeah. Peanuts and bars, buffets, really all.
Yeah, right.
Making out with your neighbor, but hey, no one's judging here, truly.
All right, there we go. Steve Levy from ESPN. Certainly one thing is something we can be sure of. It's going to be interesting.
Yes, it's going to be. And we're going to find, like, you know, it's really hard to be a guest on your show and really any show, right? Because everything I say could be outdated the next day.
Everything's changing so fast.
You should
right.
just,
and, you know, it's uncomfortable refreshing Twitter, right? Because bad news seems to be around the corner every time you hit live or whatever. So
just start making outlandish claims, just to go the opposite way of saying nothing.
Right.
Just completely outlandish. Actually, I think that the MLB and the NFL are they're going to combine and create a new sport. I think that's what's going to happen.
That'd be great.
I'll look forward to that. I'll float that idea on SportsCenter tonight and see how that goes.
Sounds good. Steve Levy from ESPN. Great talking to you. Thanks for catching up. Appreciate it.
All right, Core. Thank you. Breezy, kiss your mom and dad for me. Don't kiss Max. Maybe just give him a hug for me, all right?
Yeah. I mean, we are in a pandemic, but sure, I'll do that for you. Okay. No worries, Uncle Steve.
Be nice to your brother.
All right. We'll talk soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.